I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. There's been a sharp increase in the number of adults reporting depression during the coronavirus crisis, as well as an increase in alcohol or substance use to cope with pandemic-related stress or emotions. To talk about the connection between depression and alcohol abuse is Dr. Joshua Smith. He's an associate professor of psychiatry and behavioral sciences, and he is also the clinical director of the Center for Drug and Alcohol Programs at MUSC. Dr. Smith, tell us the key takeaway points regarding depression and also substance use during the COVID-19 pandemic.
There was a study that was done by the CDC at the end of June 2020, and basically it was a snapshot of how Americans are faring with the COVID pandemic. And what they found was that those Americans that were sampled reported depression. It had quadrupled compared to the same time last year, from a year ago, to 25%. And 13% of those Americans said they had actually increased their substance use due to the pandemic specifically.
What is known from prior research regarding the connection between depression and problems related to alcohol use?
Well, we've known for some time that depression and alcohol use problems are comorbid or co-occur with each other. And there's a couple of different pathways. One is that depression can lead to increased alcohol problems. And it's also true that increased alcohol use can lead to depression. But the key point is that regardless of which came first, the depression or the problem drinking, it's important to understand that when they do co-occur, that they become a mutually maintaining pattern. And that pattern can perpetuate and amplify problems in each area.
What kinds of practical tips can you suggest to help improve our mood right now?
It is important to focus on behaviors that will increase mood. For example, they can take time to foster important relationships, participate in acts of kindness, take time for gratitude. These are all things that data research has shown that are effective in improving mood and leading to a state of flourishing, which is what we're seeking. Also, developing a habit of exercise, developing habits that protect sleep, for example, putting the phone away at bedtime and not going on social media right before bed. Practicing self-compassion and also self-understanding that reaching out and asking for help is actually okay and can promote growth in important relationships.
Dr. Smith, what tips can you offer for someone who wants to reduce the amount of alcohol they're consuming right now? Where do they begin?
One of the first things a person can do is make a personal commitment to change and also to express that commitment to other people around them. Another thing a person can do is limit time spent in activities involving alcohol and also keeping less alcohol in the home. These are three things that can be really important.
And along these same lines, what about the importance right now of staying connected to friends and family?
One thing that we do know is that loneliness underlies both drinking problems and also depression. And so one way to combat loneliness is to spend more quality time with people that you love.
And given the pandemic, that might not be face-to-face. That might be on FaceTime or Zoom or some other virtual way to connect.
The pandemic has shown us all sorts of different ways to make connections with other people. And while it might not be the same, it is still useful. And in some ways, it gives us some advantages to do things over telecommunications that we didn't have before.
Dr. Smith, thanks for this information about depression and alcohol use during the pandemic.
You're welcome. Thank you, Bobby.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.